Welcome back to Matt Flynn, Director on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going to the lines. Bill of Shorewood, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Bill?
Hey, Matt. Dick of Madison is absolutely right that Mitch McConnell gets away with an awful lot. One of the things that he gets away with is by saying that he is now opposed to the socialist runaway spending of the Biden administration and so forth. The Congressional Budget Office is out with its projections. And if you can handle a couple of numbers, the debt to GDP ratio jumped under the last 2 years of Trump because of the tax cut and the pandemic that he mismanaged. It jumped from 80% to about 110%. The Biden plan, believe it or not, only adds another 3%. But you get assets with that. You get the infrastructure repair. And because of that infrastructure repair, the long-term projection is actually a lower debt. Why? Because you grow faster when your streets and roads and bridges and sewers and broadband and so on are in good working order. And the idea that McConnell can continue to get away with this is a failure of journalism, and frankly, it's a failure of Democrats not to know what is in this Congressional Budget Office report. It's very much in their favor.
You know, that is a that is the best, most concise statement of it that I've ever heard, Bill. I think we're going to tape that. Maybe you should run for office. You should say that. For the benefit of everybody who's listening, the ratio of debt to GDP, gross domestic product, is important. So when it says 80% means that our gross domestic product, whatever it is, that 80% of that in the old days we owed as debt, it went up under Trump to, what did you say? I think it was 110 or more percent. Under Biden, all of this expenditure adds 3%. And in the long run, it lowers it, and not too long a run either, is because when you use money for an asset, like improved roads, improved airports, improved sewers, broadband, and bridges, and taking that financial burden away from municipalities, that generates revenue. That generates tax revenue, but it also generates wealth. It generates wealth within the country. So, what Moscow Mitch is saying is, okay, it's fine to go from our GDP rate, debt to GDP ratio of 80%. And mind you, there are countries you try to stay under 100%. But the fact of the matter is, there are countries that owe multiples of their gross domestic product. We are a strong country. We should stay a strong country. Moscow Mitch is basically saying, okay, Trump took us from 80% debt ratio to our gross domestic product to 110%. That's okay. That's capitalism. No, that's not capitalism. It's not capitalism. Mismanaging the pandemic and then just putting in a well over $1 trillion tax cut that went to basically 88%, or it went to the top 1% or 0.1%. No, that's not capitalism. Capitalism is what Biden is doing, which momentarily increases it by 3% and then significantly reduces it, because you have to maintain an asset. If you own a factory and you have machines and they're starting to break down, you've got to repair them. It's expensive to repair them, but in the long run, they more than pay for themselves. And the other thing to keep in mind is that when this money that went out that is not directly for roads, bridges, broadband, and airports and other infrastructure, money circulates. So this money that's put into people's hands, the extra $1,400, the $300 enhancer for unemployment comp, that gets spent. By and large, that doesn't get put in the old weasel sack. in the old bank account, that gets spent. And people who get it, you know, they're going to buy clothing with it, food with it, cars with it. Those people pay taxes on receiving it. And then they spend it. And then the people who get it pay taxes on it as well. And it circulates through the economy. So what Biden is doing, and this reminds me back in the 30s when Franklin Roosevelt understood this, and he did a fine job until the late 30s. He got hit so hard on the deficit, he constricted spending. And what he did is he extended the depression by about a year more than he had to. So I think we have good economists on this. I think the caller, the Bill Ashorwood's call was excellent. It put it right in perspective. And Moscow Mitch sits there and he talks about socialism. He doesn't know what he's talking about. Moscow Mitch did not personally pay for the road in front of his house. He does not personally pay fair value for the water he drinks in his house. He'll get some little water bill, but that is being subsidized. The roads are being subsidized. When he flies in and out of an airport, he's not paying fair value for the construction of that airport. And the point is that we have a mixed economy. A mixed modern economy. So anyway, Bill of Shorewood, thank you very much for calling in. Great, great point. In Washington, D.C., a federal judge just threw out a national eviction moratorium. Just threw it out. Federal judge. The national eviction moratorium prevented the eviction of millions of people. And this idiot judge threw it out on some legal grounds that he somehow deduced from something he remembered from first year in law school. He's an idiot. Here's the deal. Biden also put in a financial part of that package where landlords can get paid. What is the benefit to not evicting millions of people? I shouldn't even have to ask the question. Obviously, there's a moral question, but there's a bigger question than that. What do you think happens if millions of people are suddenly thrown out on the street with kids? You think they're going to go, okay, that's okay. Yeah, we'll just be homeless, millions of us, and we won't be in sight of you and cause you discomfort. No, that isn't what happens. They're going to be staying at your house. They're going to knock on the door and say, we're occupying your house. People will take care of their families. You don't evict millions of people and not expect them to do something. You can't have civil disorder. You cannot have a situation like in India where they have a lot of poverty. And then, and frankly, when I was a kid, I lived in Mexico City. A long time ago, I was 7 and 8 years old. My dad had some work down there and, you know, went to school and it was very sad. I mean, you'd see, you know, families begging in the street. This is in 1955, 56, long time ago. Mexico's a more prosperous country now. You'd see families living on garbage dumps. There'd be garbage dumps at the end of town and they'd put tents on them. Then in the nice part of town, everybody had barbed wire and Doberman pincers in the yard. You don't want that kind of society. You do not want millions of people thrown out because this is America. If you're thrown out with your family, at some point you're going to go knock on the door of a house and say, we're staying here with you. And they say no, and they pull a gun, you pull a gun, and it's not what we want, you see? It's not what we want. So I'm very, very tired of D.C., of any judge, kind of sniffing around his memory from law school about something that happened in the 30s. It was a stupid decision. He should not have thrown out the national eviction moratorium. Well, the only good thing is the Supreme Court has put the reins on individual federal judges issuing injunctions that are nationwide. Typically now they only apply in their jurisdiction, which is very narrow. That's got to be overturned. Okay, we're going to a break. The lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.